Welcome to Veteran Voices SITREP with Tom Faust and Chris Faust.
Welcome to Veteran Voices SITREP, your almost weekly podcast about veterans and resources for veterans and anything we can do to try and help veterans better their lives, help them transition from military to civilian life. And today, this is Christmas Eve. And so I thought maybe today we'll just talk about things we're grateful for the previous year and life in general. And we'll take it from there and just see where this goes. It's kind of off the cuff. We haven't really planned a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So we'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
So I can start if you want, Chris. I can kind of name off a few things.
All right, sure.
So anyway, so this past year, there have been a few things. I'm just in general, you know, thankful for the fact that I have a home and a place to live, to stay warm in the winter and protected from the elements and all that. And grateful that I've never been homeless and haven't had to worry about that. And also that I'm able to help out, you know, as I can, donations or whatever to help with, like one of the things I like is Feeding America. They feed hungry children across the country and they do a lot. So I help there, and some of the veteran sources I have donated to the USO. I've donated to Paralyzed Veterans of America, and so those are good organizations. Mm-hmm. But I'm thankful for them that they can do the work, and I can contribute where it's things that I wouldn't necessarily be able to actually do myself. Thankful for Chris being willing to do this podcast with me to help me out, because he's better at this public speaking thing than I am. A little more practice on the
sure
online. Thankful for there's a couple of events that I went through in recent months. One of them a week long, sort of a, it's not really, I don't know what to call it. It's not a seminar, but it's seminar like, where you go through some classes and learn some things, and there's some outdoor activities. And basically that was about leadership and learning to find your purpose, find your vision for what, you know, maybe what you should be doing. And that's kind of where it crystallized this, this whole thing with helping veterans and starting this podcast. And so thankful for that. So what else, what do you got, Chris? You got something for this?
I mean, obviously, yeah, you know, home and, you know, wife and everything like that, that I'm definitely thankful for. But I'm definitely grateful for being able to, I guess, one, I sing with the barbershop chorus Sound of the Rockies. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful that I'm able to do that. We went to International this year in July, and our chorus placed seventh in that competition. So that was something there. We've put on a couple of different shows, like a spring show. We just recently put on a holiday show, and that was fun. I'm grateful for the opportunity to not only sing, because I enjoy it and I enjoy the style, but to tell a story through the songs. Because, you know, anyone can go up there and, you know, sing a song, but it's when you put emotions and feelings into it, you know, because you don't know what anyone's going through. I mean, anybody in the audience could be going through any sort of issues. And then if you're able to give them something through your performance, through, you know, the emotion and the storytelling of it, that's another thing that I'm grateful to be able to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, cool. And then just being able to hang out with you and do the podcast.
Yeah. This is also fun, and I'm grateful for this. And, hopeful that it people get something out of it, and that it helps. Mm. That's why we're doing it. One other thing I wanted to talk about with this is someone that I do some work with once in a while did a thing where every day she posted one chapter of a book that I'll get to in a minute. And it was actually done as a sort of an online, an audio book, but there's also the written book that goes with it. And the idea is that it's over the course of, I think it was 28 days, and of being grateful for things, just learning to get in the habit of being grateful and thankful for things in your life. And everything from, you know, if you have a good family life, like we have had a pretty good family life, and I'm mm-hmm. thankful for that. To, you know, being healthy, to having a strong body, to be able to, you know, to do the things you need to do and not have to struggle through that like some people do have to struggle. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful for that. For the air you breathe, I mean, you know, just every little thing that makes this all possible. And so that goes over the course of 28 days. And I like it because it's all about learning to be thankful and grateful for things. The only thing I don't like about it, as I mentioned to Chris earlier before we started this, is that the name of the book is called The Magic. And but it's not about magical spells or anything, that kind of magic. It's like the magic words, you know, please and thank you. That's kind of the idea is what they're talking about. And being thankful for just every blessing in your life, and even mm-hmm. things that you may not think are blessings in your life, but have brought you to the place that you are, that you can hear this message and hopefully get help by that and learn, you know, learn to be grateful. And, yeah. and then it's like a karma thing as well. It's like what you put out is what you get back. And so if you can put out the good, positive gratefulness attitude, then good things come to you as well. So that's what that's all about. And so I'll leave a link with the podcast of where to find that information if you're interested in that. So Merry Christmas, Chris.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Dad. Yeah. So tomorrow, Christmas Eve, get...
Today's Christmas Eve. Tomorrow's Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I said. Today was Christmas Eve.
Okay.
No, get some food tomorrow. So grateful that we're able to do that. So hey, another thing, mm-hmm. Lots to be grateful for.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Stephanie, your sister, obviously they don't know that, but you do. Mm-hmm. Granddaughter Rachel are here, and we're gonna have Christmas today because she's gonna have Christmas dinner tomorrow with her boyfriend and stuff. So
okay,
we're gonna do that. But we're gonna have Christmas dinner today. And okay. Tomorrow we'll just kind of be on our own, and that'll be okay too.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Today is about being thankful and grateful and to enjoy this time of year. And so if there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and sign off this, and maybe next week we can talk about things coming for the new year. We'll see how.
Yeah, because that'll be the day before. Day before New Year's.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, right. So we'll get off the podcast and then have some eggnog or something and count down.
There you go.
You know, stick around at the end of this one here. We got a little excerpt from one of the songs from the holiday concert that I did. So
awesome.
Get to enjoy that.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So,
all right. Cool.
With that, thanks for listening and or watching, and we'll yep. see you next time.
See you next time.
All right. And here it is.
Santa Claus is coming to town tomorrow. down Santa Claus Lane. A Vixen, a Blitzen, and all his reindeer pulling on the rain.
Bells,
bells are ringing and the children singing. All is merry and bright. Well, hang up your stocking and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming. Jolly old St. Nicholas, lend your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon, now you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me, tell me. Sam.